The following hour is brought to you by Midas Resources, your trusted source for precious metals. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
How you doing, those nooks and crannies? Welcome to America Tonight. What would be welcome would be a resolution to this situation in the Ukraine. At this point, with calls to get even tougher, who has the upper hand? A big vote on Sunday, and while that's just days away, Putin or the West, who is winning this war of you zoom first, I zoom back? Over the weekend, the Russian Foreign Ministry accused Ukrainian troops of attacking Ukrainian citizens and questioned whether Sunday's scheduled elections could be held amid the chaos. That's their buzzword. They're always talking about the chaos. Oh, the chaos. We have to be there on the border because of the chaos. We have to be there for the elections because of the chaos. As if the Russian troops weren't there, there would be nothing but the wild, wild west. Crazy. Speaking of votes, the NBA charged Donald Sterling, and they actually set the vote. I don't think this is a surprise at all. But the vote is scheduled for June 3rd, and the vote is whether to boot him or to keep him, guaranteed, as he's already lawyered up with one of the best lawyers in the country. He will push it to the limits to try to make sure that that doesn't happen. He has until May 27th to respond to the NBA, which on Monday initiated a charge to terminate all ownership rights in the franchise. Sterling, who owns the team with his wife, Shelley, through a family trust, will also be allowed to make a presentation at a special Board of Governors meeting on June 3rd. Attorney Maxwell Bletcher has demanded on behalf of Sterling that the NBA give the owner a three-month extension to prepare his response. It doesn't look like that's happening. Doesn't seem like it's happening anyway. So in order to terminate Sterling's franchise rights, 75% of the other 29 owners would have to vote to sustain the charge and force a sale. NBA bylaws, because so many of you have been asking about that, say that if Sterling doesn't respond in 5 business days or appear at a hearing, it will be deemed an admission to the total validity of the charge. So he's going to have to respond. If he doesn't appear, he might be represented by a lawyer, but the NBA Constitution says strict rules of evidence shall not apply, and all relevant and material evidence submitted prior to and at the hearing may be received and considered. Woof. Game on, in other words. He's already fighting the $2.5 million fine and the lifetime ban, courtesy of Adam Miller. So you can bet that what's going to happen here is it's going to drag out. It's going to drag out. So who makes the money? The lawyers make the money. Because this will take a lot longer than what they think it's going to be. I mean, the NBA says it has grounds to end the Sterling ownership. So if they have grounds, they can prove it. They've got a case. They might have a good chance, but they're still going to end up dealing with Donald Sterling on the outside. They're still going to have to deal with him. All right, something else has caught my eye, and probably yours too, is that the Thai government was taken by surprise. Imagine this. You get off the third shift. You drink your milkshake, your big glass of water, or whatever it is. You crash only to find that when you open your door to get your paper, the army is on your street. Why? Because martial law has been declared throughout the country. Certainly a surprise move. What do you do? Well, there's nothing you can do. This is the Thai government. This is what they put together. So you have to play along. And it's scary to see it, and it's just a reminder of how lucky we are in this country that we don't have that. And they keep repeating, it's not a coup, it's not a coup, it's not a coup. But right now, the public TV folks stop showing pictures of soldiers and armored tanks and whatnot taking positions outside the broadcast buildings in the country's capital. Because the TV stations are being guarded by the military. And the military has declared that all of the country's radio and TV stations have to suspend their normal programs when it is needed. So I guess they feel like it is needed. The best part of all of this at this point is we can somewhat breathe a sigh of relief. It does really feel like, to me, the direction they're headed in after this vote, they might just withdraw. So if everybody can hang on to Sunday without things exploding, this could look a whole lot different. A whole lot different. And one last thing here, actually a couple of quick things. If you've got jerky for your pet, 1,000 dogs have died. Not a way for your Fido to go down. China linked to this one once again, toxic jerky treats. Since 2007, the FDA says there have been almost 5,000 complaints of pet illnesses related to the treats. Most of them are gastro, liver disease, kidney, urinary tract, that kind of thing. But they're still unsure of the specific cause for the illness. And most happened after the pets had eaten chicken, duck, sweet potato, jerky treats, in other words. And I'm going to tell you the brands because if you go to a pet store, they often put this stuff out and it's on sale or whatever, which is also a problem. How long has it been there? And what is it doing to the pets? So Milo's Kitchen Chicken, Jerky Treats and Chicken Grillers, that's Del Monte, Wagon Train, clever, and Canyon Creek Ranch Dog Treats made by Nestle Purina. I think it's very scary. Can you imagine you love this dog, whatever, and you're just giving the dog treats you know it likes, and then you make the dog sick, and then the dog doesn't survive. Oh, remember the brands I told you. If you forget, send me a note at americatonight.net, and I'll figure it out, and I'll send it to you, whatever part it was that you missed. Signs include throwing up, tiredness, diarrhea, any of that kind of stuff, you know that unfortunately your pet has a version of it. All right, we're swinging for the fences next here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Dan Epstein, one of our favorites, cause of action in the wing. How about this? The feds agreed to settle. How often do we hear that? This is after cause of action came into the rescue. They came to the defense of the Buckyball founder. Dan, first of all, thanks as always for coming on America Tonight.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having me, Kate.
So explain what happened and what you did as far as Buckyballs and what the government was actually doing to them.
Well, you know, Buckyballs was an executive office toy. This was something that was made for adults, and you had a federal agency decide that this toy was dangerous to children, even though the Consumer Product Safety Commission, the agency involved, had no direct evidence that this toy, as they called it, actually directly harmed children. And in fact, Craig Zucker, the entrepreneur that my organization, Cause of Action, represented, was never found to have put out a dangerous product. It, in fact, had very clear warning labels. Well, long story short, what the Consumer Product Safety Commission did is it claimed that Craig Zucker was individually liable for what it deemed a $57 million recall. And ultimately, Cause of Action, instead of allowing Craig Zucker to essentially enter into a consent decree or be liable in this way, we fought back. We claimed that the Consumer Product Safety Commission did not have the authority to do what it did. We pushed back against the agency. We challenged their authority in federal court. And ultimately, that strategy worked in getting the agency to cave and bring down what it claimed was $57 million of liability all the way down to less than 1% of that, $375,000.
Wow. Wow. So I can only imagine their reaction. It's great when you get to make those phone calls. Did you get to make that phone call before they knew?
Well, you know, it's amazing because, you know, this is an agency that really, I think what this action signifies is that the Consumer Product Safety Commission was not about protecting children, because if it was, it would have really pursued that big number of millions of dollars in good faith. It's really about testing its own authority. And ultimately what Calls of Action did is we called them out on that and ultimately showed that, you know, they can't go after the little guy. I mean, that's what this administration and the federal agencies and this government are doing. They're going after little guys every day, trying to get scalps, trying to show to the business community, you can't mess with the federal government. If you mess with the federal government, you're going to lose. Well, this case signifies that if you fight back, you have a chance at winning.
Yeah. It's unusual when it comes to the consumer, you know, agencies, because it's everything that you and I mostly have talked about, consumer protection agency, everything that you and I have talked about has been in other arenas for the most part. I'm sure you've done this before, but it is kind of unusual. Have you had many of these kinds of things that you've dug into? I mean, your focus is in a lot of very direct areas like the green energy and whatnot. Is this one of the first times you've done this in the case of somebody with a product that you thought it was unfair what was happening?
Yeah, that's generally the case. I mean, the Consumer Product Safety Commission is unique when compared to agencies like the Internal Revenue Service or HHS or other regulatory agencies like the Department of Energy. I mean, it's a very small agency and it has a very specific and narrow mission. That being said, you know, the business community tends to think there tends to be this kind of ideology in the business community that, you know, when the SEC issues regulations or when the Department of Justice issues regulations or the, you know, Consumer Financial Protection Bureau issues regulations, you generally comply with them. And if they have an investigation, they want to expose you, you generally settle. And ultimately what that has meant, I mean, you look at certain markets like energy markets, Deutsche Bank, Barclays, JP Morgan, they've literally fired people and gotten rid of whole departments of companies in order to comply with consent decrees of federal agencies. And ultimately the logic is that if you were to ever fight back against the federal government, they'd retaliate against you. So if we're talking about Endangered Species Act or other types of regulations, if you fight back, the government's going to retaliate against you, so you better not do that. And I think this case highlights how you can fight back and win.
Yeah, so that what you just said is that's the good news there, to tell people, because I think that's what happens. I think the truth is, Dan, that there's probably a lot of other cases that could be out there that have merit, but people don't pursue them because they're afraid of going up against the federal government. I mean, is that part of the foundation of cause of action, is to raise the awareness that don't be afraid to do that, take that step forward? That's what we're doing. We're an agency, but you can also report that. You can also pursue it.
Yeah, ultimately, that's exactly why cause of action exists. We're not saying that there shouldn't be government agencies. We're not saying that there shouldn't be the fair application of regulations. But what we are saying is, if you're a federal agency that's just going after American businesses to get another scalp, we're going to step in and we're going to fight back. And ultimately, that's what we did here. You know, what's really scary about the whole Consumer Product Safety Commission's action against Craig Zucker is, still until this day, there's a communications director at the CPSC who has so much vitriol and hatred towards Mr. Zucker that he basically uses taxpayer dollars to put tweets out there in which he's attacking Craig Zucker. I mean, this is how ridiculous this agency is. And it's also something that you see throughout lots of federal agencies. Look just at a recent Wall Street Journal article about the Gates twins in Pennsylvania. They're dealing with a Federal Energy Regulatory Commission action and ultimately fighting back. It's now is the key time for the American business community to realize that the federal government, if you don't fight back against it, if you don't require it to be fair, measured, and objective in the way that it regulates businesses, ultimately we're looking forward to a future that entrepreneurship isn't going to exist in this country.
Yeah, and how big is entrepreneurship right now? I think it's got to be somewhere at least 50% or higher, don't you?
Yeah, you know, and ultimately, it's the small businesses that are going to make this country grow. It's the small businesses that are really going to provide the jobs that help America move forward. You know, ultimately, you look at our international competitors, they're not as restrictive on small businesses as the United States is. And we have federal agencies that are staffed up by lawyers who are looking to bring enforcement actions to increase their own authority. And that's a dangerous mixture here.
Yeah. And for cause of action, I've never asked you this question before, but I wondered this because of what we're talking about, you know, promoting business, not against regulation, but ridiculous regulation, looking into protecting bigger companies, smaller companies, things that just don't add up. When it comes to midterm elections and then 2016, do you look for candidates to back and say, well, they're pretty favorable toward what we think is the right course for the future?
Yeah, you know, cause of action, we're a 501c3, so we don't get involved in elections. But I can tell you this, you know, the last few presidential administrations have grown the size and scope of federal power. And ultimately, we don't think that's a good mixture or a good position for American businesses. We ultimately, at cause of action, we look out for the little guys. We look out for those who don't have the Washington connections, who don't have the big government relations departments, who ultimately are just trying to create a product that helps employ American individuals and provide resources to the American consumer, and who don't have those deep Washington connections, but nevertheless get entangled by federal regulations. Cause of action exists to fight back against them, against those agencies. And ultimately, you know, we'd like to see elected officials who promote limited government, who can promote economic freedom, and who are really principled leaders, independent of what party they are.
Yeah, there you go. Dan Epstein, Cause of Action, thanks so much as always. We'll talk to you again down the road.
Hey, thanks so much for having me. Take care.
Good. Tonight, we'll hit the mailbag. Got a note from a guy named Jason, who says, martial law, it's coming. Let's hope we never see it here in the United States. But in Thailand, this is what the people are living under. No surprise if you've watched what's been happening over there, Kate, for really the past year. There were actually a couple people that reacted to Thailand. I talked about it at the beginning of the show. Almost the same thing. The fact that so often we read a commentary, an op-ed piece where somebody talks about how ridiculous it's becoming in the United States, and before you know it, if we don't pay attention, we could end up in a situation where we see martial law in Thailand. That's the reality, because I think it's more to do with a coup, probably, than anything else. All right, stay with us. Some more emails as we check the mailbag here on America Tonight.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
I must have dreamed a thousand dreams.
Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hey, coming up, we're going to the mailbag in just a moment. But just a quick aside, there have been a lot of reports about George Soros, mostly from, let's face it, conservative websites and news organizations. But they're fighting fire with fire for all of the Koch brothers stories. So now they're talking about some of the groups that Soros backed and the fact that they've got a $40 million war chest for the midterms. The big one is, and we talked to somebody about this, is a group called the Democratic Alliance, which is a pretty secret group. We talked about this, geez, probably 2 weeks ago, and how many donors they had, and a hedge fund billionaire, Soros, is the guy who is the face behind it, and that they're pushing ahead of the midterm elections to try to get the word out, to try to pump out as many tentacles as they can to raise the do-re-mi that they need. So we're seeing that now there is a revealing of just what they're doing on the other side as what they're doing when it comes to Republicans and how the money, you know, how the money's being meted out and how it's being used. So the Democratic Alliance wants to provide 20 organizations with the money to hit the fundraising targets and to use them for the budgets for the people who are running in the midterm elections. All right, on that note, let's go and check the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Jake in Austin. He says, Kate, boy, it's getting pretty bad here in Texas. I think you've talked about it on the show, but we are drowning in this drought. And let me tell you, in San Antonio and Austin, it is not great, my friend. We have dry lakes, and we have a big concern over water and how we're going to be able to get water into the city and make it affordable. We're talking about reusing our sewer water and using that in various instances to get us through the drought. And I'll tell you what, it's pretty scary to see just how low the levels are and how soon we're going to run out of water. In some counties not too far from me, they're talking about 90 days. How does this happen? Poor planning. I know lack of rain would be one of them, but there has to be a better way to do it than let's just guess at this. We've never had to deal with it before, so let's bury our head in the sands because that's what it feels like to me. Yeah, it's just as California is dealing with it and they've had the fires and everything else, it's the same thing in Texas. A lot of states in the Southwest, too, have problems with the drought, and it is serious, and it's dry lakes and not any rain, and the problems that means, the reservoir not pumping the water to where it's supposed to go, and it's very scary to see it. Not just about brown lawns anymore, it's just about water use in general. I mean, how bad does it get? What happens when they tell people they can't water their lawns at all? At all. Be awful. All right, this one comes to us from Amanda, who says, Kate, I know you love your dog and have a dog. I've seen it. Mahalo, I think is the name of your dog. Did you see this thing about toxic jerky bad for dogs? That, in fact, about 1,000 dogs have died. It's a big lesson here as to paying attention to when you have a beast. Make sure you pay attention to what's being recalled and some of the more dangerous things a dog can eat. Yeah, I saw that story. It's they've talked about this for a while. They say since 2007, there have been about 5,000 complaints of pets being sick because of these treats. And 10% of the illnesses included neurological problems, problems with the immune system, about 15% of the kidney and urinary tract causes, and it's awful. It's called Fanconi syndrome. It's a rare kidney disease that happens in a pet's death. They're not sure of some of the specifics of it, but most cases occurred after the pets had eaten chicken, duck, or sweet potato jerky treats imported from China. And here's the lesson in this. So let's take it a step further. Watch the cheap crap and look at the China thing, not made in America. Products stamped made in America, they say, could still contain ingredients sourced from China or other countries. So really pay attention to the label. What I understand, I pulled it up so that everybody who's hearing this email, you need to know what kind we're talking about. We're talking about Milo's Kitchen Chicken, Jerky Treats, Chicken Grillers, made by Del Monte, Wagon Train, I've seen that, and Canyon Creek Ranch Dog Treats, made by Nestle Purina. It's all the stuff when you go to the front of the store, you see a lot of that jerky that's out there. And so far, testing of the jerky pet treats from China shows low levels of antibiotics as well as the antiviral drug in some chicken samples. Oh, man. dogs and this kind of stuff doesn't mix. But it goes to the lead and kids playing with stuff from China. Watch out. Now, the Chinese, by the way, have agreed to conduct additional screenings and actually, hurrah, hurrah, follow up with the jerky treat people that are manufacturing it. And they're notifying the U.S. treat makers so they can look at all the products. Terrible. We'll go back into the mailbag. This one from Bob in Illinois. He's becoming a frequent emailer of this show. And Bob says, hello, Ms. Delaney. I was wondering if you had any plans for Memorial Day. And I have to say, every year my family has a family reunion. It's very, very cool. Because I've been so busy, I kind of put it out of my mind. But my wife reminded me of it the other day, and it's fun. We all go to a cabin right by the lake, and we enjoy ourselves and not think about whatever things are pulling at us. And with all the family members there, it's just a laugh a minute. I really, really enjoyed it. I hope you get to do something similar or maybe something different, but something fun. Oh, there's that word fun. I don't think anyone's ever written that in an email to me. Yeah, it's about fun. We just want to have fun, right? And chill and spend time with people. It's important. We don't do that so much here in America. Yeah, Memorial Day is also that official holiday that says, woo, it's the summertime. When you're a kid and you have the bookends of Memorial Day and Labor Day, at least I did when I was a kid, it was the best because in where I went to school, we had to wait past Memorial Day, but not too much. Then we're out of school and we don't go back till after Labor Day. And it was pretty awesome because you knew that was it. You were counting down the days. I mean, you were ticking them off with a pen. You were actually hitting the calendar. You actually knew the dates, by the way, because now I never know the date. You knew the dates by heart and you couldn't wait till that school bell sounded and you're running out for the summer. It's the best. Memorial Day is a happy, happy holiday in a sense. And it's happy also because we're remembering people that we've lost in the war. So fly those American flags. Take a minute to remember the true meaning of Memorial Day. And I think it's a celebration of freedom. Freedom to be able to do some of the things that we get to do in this country because of people who have preserved and fought to preserve our way of life. Let's move on to another one. This one is from Gabe, who says, I know we've talked about Obamacare, we've talked about repealing Obamacare, we've talked about problems with the law itself, and how we all agree that, yes, we should have some sort of Affordable Care Act, but the way to do it is not this way. Did you see the thing about the governor of Louisiana saying that it is still possible to repeal Obamacare? I did. Jindal talking about repealing the health care law now on the books and the fact that a lot of people are unhappy, and Jindal knows that because Mary Landrieu is in a heated race to keep her seat in Louisiana. So he's saying, yeah, we can still repeal Obamacare, but we have to work together because it's the only way that we'll ever get the rollback that we're looking for. I don't know. It's interesting when people bring up the whole idea of rolling this backwards. I don't see it happening because I see more of a fight to tear things out of it, thinking that it'll be more effective that way, Republican or Democrat. So I see that really what happens is they'll tweak it, not necessarily repeal it, but tweak it on a lot of different levels. All right, hang with us. We're actually stepping toward our last couple of turns here on this hour of America Tonight.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes 4 number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and 2 cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get 1 case for only $179, 2 cases for only $355, or get 3 cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Turns here on America Tonight. A couple of reminders for you. Actually, peel back the onion on our next show, broadcast live from the UK. Our pal Andrew Sabo is in London. London calling. And he's going to actually call from London. I talked to him today. He's chomping at the bit as only the right turn Brit could. And he talked about blowing by Stonehenge. And I think of Stonehenge, you know, all the pictures and how cool it is. And I've actually never been there. I said, wow, Stonehenge, that's pretty cool. Oh, it's nothing. Oh, it's nothing, he says. Because he's British, so they never react, in my opinion. Like where they jump up and shake their hands and say, woo! Like we do in America. But because he's seen it so many times that it's ancient history to him and not really that exciting. But he's excited about a couple of other things, like Bobby Jindal talking about we can still repeal Obamacare and it's time to get to work on it, which I don't think that it'll be repealed, meaning the whole thing will be repealed and start again from scratch. I think pieces of it will be picked apart. That is probably what happens. I don't think it's going to be trashed all the way through, although we'll see. It's not an impossibility, but because of the, think of the rising premiums, the co-payments, all that kind of stuff. You know, if there were enough people, it's not the Beltway. They just need to sometimes get out of the Beltway and see what's really happening. But I don't know. The possibility of chunks of it going by the wayside, absolutely. Absolutely. All right, so I had a chance to, I mentioned it briefly if you tuned in, but I had a chance to earlier, I had a chance to be part of a wonderful cause because I played in a golf tournament for a group called Ambucks, and they have Ambucks chapters all over the whole country, probably right down the street from you. It's American Men's Business Clubs. And there are women in these clubs now, by the way. They do a thing where they support this trikes. And the trikes are for their design, different types of them. They're designed for kids who really can't walk. They can't walk. They get on these trikes, and it's like a whole new world. It really brings tears to your eyes to see it. And they're expensive pieces of equipment. So the families who are going through therapy and everything else certainly can't afford that. They get the trikes and they give them to the kids. And to see their faces light up is really something. So the golf tournament was all about that. And you should have seen my golf swing. I think I can hear it now somewhere in the distance. Four! Can we hear that again? Shockingly, I hadn't played in a while. You know how when you don't do something for a while, they say it's like riding your bike. You just remember. I guess I just remembered because I really scrambled in the scramble. I had a couple of decent shots. I almost had, and this is not a bragging thing. It's a shocking thing. I almost had a hole in one. It was about 140 yards. It's 140 yards, and there was some crazy wind going on, and I smashed it. The pin was nestled in the back of the green, and it went right over top. It dropped and rolled right over top of it, or I would have had a hole in one. But overall, I think it's just such a fun thing to participate in, and I love the fact that they're giving these kids trikes, and we're going to have some doctors on and talk about what happens to children when they're born with those kind of debilitating diseases. What, you know, what kind of therapy? I was curious about it. We do a For Your Health segment. What are some of the things that happens? How do they, you know, what's that therapy like? How do they get them to the point where they are able to even sit up in some cases and move around, which must be incredibly tough for some of the parents that have to see that, to go through that and keep encouraging and get the therapy. But the good news is there is certainly help there. All right, so before we hit the post, as they say, it is worth recapping a couple of quick things. And I haven't noticed mentioned very much about Flight 370, the missing 777, aware. Has that flight gone? There's so much cockamamie back and forth stories going on between Malaysia and China and anybody in the mix who will play into the drama, I think. So now the raw satellite data used to come up with the search for the Malaysian flight could be made public. That would be interesting to see if just the raw information that sets up independent analysis. Until now, the Malaysian government in charge of the investigation have declined to release it. But now they say they're going to do it because these satellites communicated with the missing plane in its last hours. And Malaysian officials say they're working on making more information public. So the transparency thing is really interesting here. How much are we going to see? We've consistently had nothing but bad information. Relatives of people who were flying on the 777 and studying the disappearance and the media covering the search have become pretty critical about the lack of public information about why the search has focused on the southern Indian Ocean. Because why has it? That's a legitimate question. Why is it focusing there? The plane disappeared traveling from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing on March 8th with 239 people on board. Now they have this raw data that has been gathered. Let's see what it shows. Let's see what they saw. I'd be curious. Why not? If we're going to chase our tails round and around and around again on this story, let's get to the meat of it. I mean, let's find out what's there. Let's scrape it away. Makes sense. Makes sense to me for sure. And so while this nightmare continues for Flight 370 never being found and what ultimately comes of it for the sadness for the relatives who are continued to deal with this over and over and over and over again. We'll see if they come up with it. I would love to see the information that sent them in the direction that they went into, though. I can absolutely say that for sure. Absolutely. And by the way, while we're at it, because I have talked about the fact that we are in a holiday week, a lot of people will take off Thursday, Friday, Some even the beginning of the week all the way through. Just be sure you're careful out there because they're setting up lots and lots of roadblocks. So for distracted driving, sleepy driving, drunk driving, all that stuff, this is probably the biggest time of year in, where they snare people in those speed traps and other roadblocks that often are set up for disaster for people who are not paying attention. Hey, thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.